I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz answer today, we're searching for a South Asian country at the eastern end of the Himalayas. The answer is the mountainous kingdom of Bhutan. A team of conservationists and filmmakers ventured there recently. They set up hidden cameras with the idea of capturing a glimpse of the endangered tiger. Gordon Buchanan is a cameraman with the BBC's Natural History Unit. Here's his reaction when he saw what his camera caught on video.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't believe it. It's only one tiger, but the fact that they can live here is just so important, not just for this one individual, but for tigers in the wild for the future.
Steve Bakshal was also on that expedition team. Steve, did your jaw drop as well?
It really did. I mean, some of the images that we got back of those cameras are really stunning. There were actually several different large cats, and we were able, by actually analysing the patterns of the stripes on those tigers, to figure out how many we were talking about and to extrapolate that to the whole country. And it probably comes in that there's about 10% of the world's tigers living there in Bhutan. The images, though, are very dramatic. They're images of male tigers scent marking their territories way up high at 4,100 metres, about 13,000 feet above sea level, which they've never been found at before. So they're very strong images that tell a tale well beyond the mere pictures.
Okay, but what does it mean that they can survive up there? Clearly they're able to breathe, they're able to breed, but what does it mean in terms of longevity?
Well, at the moment, the main problem that's facing tigers is that their habitat is becoming increasingly fragmented. So tigers that live low down are finding that their areas of forest are being surrounded by people. Urbanization is just destroying the forest, surrounding them with big cities. If they can actually survive up in the Himalayas, where there are much, much fewer people, and if it's possible to actually connect all the various places that tigers can live with a corridor that runs right through the Himalayas and all the countries that that encompass, that could be massively important.
But when you talk about a corridor, does that mean it's something the tigers themselves can navigate? I mean, are they having to go up and down these enormous mountains in the Himalayas to go from one place to another?
It seems that they do that already. Really, this is just us finding out that this is what they do, and also knowing that if we can protect those trade routes, then we can actually give the tigers a real chance. I mean, tigers actually will range over vast distances, but particularly the males when they're seeking females. They've been known to have ranges as much as 900 square miles. So they need vast areas of land in order to live out their lives. And if we can actually know that these areas of the Himalayas, where there aren't that many people, where it's not going to be a massive deal to try and make sure that they're protected, then really just have that much more chance of preserving these tigers into the future.
We should say that the tiger footage from Bhutan is going to be shown on BBC One's documentary called Lost Land of the Tiger. We're going to post a link at our website. I wonder, Steve, as we say goodbye to you, if you could leave us maybe with one lasting image for you, something that you caught on camera.
For me, it would be an experience that I had in the night in the high mountains in the Himalaya. I had found a carcass that had been killed by a big cat and sat out staking it out with my camera at night on my own, sat under a rock with the carcass maybe 15, 20 feet away. And I heard a snarl behind me and a scrabble of rocks as the animal scampered away. And the next morning, I found prints of a snow leopard, no more than 3 meters away from where I'd been sitting. I'd come that close to an encounter with this incredible cat. And that's an experience that will stay with me for the rest of my life. One of my great wildlife experiences, despite the fact that I never actually saw the animal.
Thanks very much, Steve Bakshal with the BBC's Natural History Unit.
Thank you.